Shooting Eagles are now undefeated in 6 games following a 17-14 win over the Sea Spray as Arena Lacrosse League West Division play resumed following the holiday break with a doubleheader on Saturday, January 4 at Langley Events Center. Earlier, the Blackfish won their 3rd straight game, defeating the Grizzlies 16-11. Blackfish 16, Grizzlies 11. Blackfish evened their record to 3-3 following a 16-11 win over the Grizzlies on Saturday afternoon. The Grizzlies suffered a 5th straight defeat and now sit at 1-5. Making his season debut for the Blackfish, Brandon Humphrey, the 2-time All-West Most Outstanding Goaltender, stopped 33 of 40 shots before heading to the bench for the 4th quarter. Keegan Okino finished up with 9 saves on 13 shots. Even though I love having him, there is no question in my mind, Brandon should be on a team in the NLL, said Blackfish coach Rod Jensen, adding that the goaltender provides an added sense of security and confidence to his teammates just because of his experience and resume. Trailing 3-2 late in the first quarter, they rattled off 7 unanswered goals as they held a commanding advantage for the duration of the game. With Humphrey providing stellar goaltending at one end of the floor, Ethan Mallott led the Blackfish attack with 4 goals and 7 points, earning first star honors. Everyone was just knocking off the Christmas dinner and the holiday break, but as soon as we got going, no one could stop us there for a bit, Mallott said. Shooting Eagles 17, Sea Spray 14. Not feeling well ahead of Saturday's game, Dylan McIntosh warned coach Adam Smith that he wasn't sure how much he would be able to give, or if he would even make it through the entire 60 minutes. He did better than just make it through, as it turned out. McIntosh scored a sock trick with his 6 goals, leading the Eagles to a 17-14 win over the Sea Spray on Saturday afternoon at Langley Events Center, improving his team to 6-0 in the Arena Lacrosse League West Division. The Sea Spray saw their record fall to 2-4. When your energy isn't where you want it to be, you have to play a little smarter, slow the game down, he explained. I got to the right spots and my teammates hit me where I wanted the ball, and my shots were going. Sea Spray's James Rahe potted 8 goals and 1 assist to earn the first star and set a new All-West record for goals in a game, bettering the previous mark of 7 which was held by multiple players. McIntosh said having someone on the opposition putting up monster numbers definitely gets his attention. Absolutely, it motivates me. I want to be the one letting in the points department, and when I have a guy like James Rahe, a phenomenal player, going point for point, it motivates me, absolutely, McIntosh said. McIntosh, who is on the practice squad for the NLL's Vancouver Warriors, has suited up in 3 of the Eagles' 6 games with 14 goals. We are super fortunate to have him with us. I think at any point in time, he can go up to the other league and do well. As long as he is with us, we will take advantage, said coach Adam Smith. He seems to be in the right spot on the floor and takes the right cuts at the right time. Next, all 4 teams are back in action at Langley Events Center on Saturday, January 11, with the Blackfish, 3-3, facing the Sea Spray, 2-4, at 3 p.m. followed by the Shooting Eagles, 6-0, and Grizzlies, 1-5, at 6 p.m.